listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, taking a closer look at science fair.
If you're there just to win the prize, you're missing the point of science fair.
You enter into this new kind of world that you didn't even know kind of existed.
It's one of the best weeks of my life, like every time I go there.
Finalists from 78 countries, regions, and territories around the world.
You can think of it as the Olympics of Science Fair.
Spring is the usual season for science fairs, so I thought I'd check out 2018's documentary film from the National Geographic Society, Science Fair. Now, for a quick introduction from Jack Andraka, the 2012 Intel International Science and Engineering Fair, or ICEF, winner, the film jumps into the 2017 Science Fair season. We see young people from the United States, from Germany, and Brazil, who all aspire to qualify for the 2017 ICEF final event in Los Angeles. Within the U.S., we see students from Kentucky, South Dakota, West Virginia, and New York, which is a nice cross-section of the country. Now, I never competed in a science fair as a student, though I did participate in other academic competitions like math tournaments and academic decathlon. I've advised students for Science Bowl and judged Science Olympiad and science fairs in the past, so I feel I have a good sense of how the various systems work. Now, I have to admit, I've never been a big fan of science fairs, for reasons I'll outline below, and Science Fair, the movie, did little to assuage my concerns. That said, if you enjoy seeing smart kids being recognized for doing some amazing work, this film is worth a look. I've seen and heard a few arguments for why science fairs are important. One, they help to identify the best and brightest science students at an early age, so they can be supported to do even better things in the future. Two, they get kids inspired to learn about real science and do science on their own. And three, they bring attention to science education and get the public to care about improving science teaching. Now, if these are valid arguments, they're worthwhile reasons to put time, effort, and money into science fairs. In the film, we hear that 7 million students participate in ICEF-affiliated fairs every year, and 1,700 are selected from those fairs to attend the ICEF finals event. About $4 million in scholarships and awards are given out to those students who make it to the final event. Now, many more kids participate in non-ICEF fairs, though I don't know if anyone knows exactly how many. Winning a major prize at ICEF is actually a less than a 1 in a million prospect. In support of the first argument for Science Fair, we meet a few past Science Fair participants in the movie who cite the event as being important in their development as professional scientists. While that is certainly the case for those individuals, research into awards and motivation generally has shown that early recognition can actually make for less productive academic careers in the future. I learned about this from a recent episode of the podcast Hidden Brain, which you can find a link to in the online version of this column. Research on recipients of the Fields Medal in mathematics shows that recipients are less productive, as measured by publications, than their colleagues who were runners-up for the award. At best, then, I think Science Fair is good at finding strong students who have the resources to do difficult and expensive projects on their own. I don't think Science Fair is good at finding high-potential students from underrepresented groups in science, though, since doing an award-winning project requires a lot of financial and family support. Does Science Fair motivate kids to do science on their own? I'm sure it does, at least for students who already have some interest in the topic and family support to do the work. I think the Science Fair movie would be great to share with relatively strong and motivated students to get them excited about the possibilities of ICEF. I don't think it would be motivating for students who are merely curious about science and engineering. The students in the film are academic superstars. They're not average kids. Though it's worth noting that Kashfia, who placed third the previous year, is unknown at her school in South Dakota. When she does even better in 2017, the school still fails to recognize her achievement. When I served as a judge for local science fairs, I found very few students had done more than follow a recipe they found online. The most polished-looking projects were kits that parents had purchased for kids to build, not original creations. All the projects we see in the movie, on the other hand, are new, student-driven, creative contributions to science and engineering. But that's just it. There are two very different populations of science fair participants. And how about my third argument, the third argument that ICEF brings attention to science and engineering education? That's where I think the movie makes its strongest case for big events like ICEF. The main event for those 1,700 students is described as their Olympic Games, and that description is apt. Very talented teens from all over the world spend a week in a major U.S. city with other kids like them. Major news outlets devote time to announcing the winners, and some students go on to meet major world leaders. The $4 million in scholarship and support that ISF students receive is great, but is in stark contrast with the roughly $3 billion in athletic scholarships that go to over 150,000 student-athletes in the U.S. Now, anything that can bring attention to supporting STEM education of strong students, I think, is worth doing. I think the best takeaway message from this film is the success of the team from Jericho, New York. One teacher, Dr. Serena McCalla, puts in countless hours mentoring her students and guiding their preparation. With her support, several students make it to ISF, and a significant fraction of those win awards. McCalla's very high expectations for her students and her understanding of how to prepare bring success. In contrast, the young man from West Virginia who throws his presentation together at the last moment and has never practiced it goes home without an award. The benefits of preparation and mentorship are made clear. In the end, I have mixed feelings about this film, just as I have mixed feelings about science fairs in general. This movie could be inspiring to strong students with the resources to pursue innovative research on their own, but may intimidate average students. If this science fair motivates people to consider STEM events as worthy of the levels of support that athletic events now receive, that is a good thing.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.